Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Questions People Ask, Part 3, Answering Spiritual Issues. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. What will heaven be like? When Jesus spoke to his disciples about his return to heaven, he said, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Listen, whatever the Bible says about heaven, it will be even better, much better. In this session, I will simply be sharing a lot of scripture. Heaven will be. I'll let God's word speak for itself. First, heaven will be a place of purity. A pure creation, a pure people. Revelation 21, 1. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea." Revelation 22, verses 1 through 3. "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." Revelation 21, verse 27. "But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." So, heaven will be a place of purity, pure creation, of pure people. Second, heaven will be a place of worship. Worship of God, service to God. In Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" Revelation 22, verses 2 through 6. "In the middle of its street, on either side of the river," we read, "and they shall see his face." And they shall, excuse me, let me go back here. Revelation 22, beginning with verse 4. Revelation 22, 4. "They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no more night there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." And then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place." And then Isaiah chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. "Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hands a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged.'" So heaven will be, it'll be a place of worship. Worship of God, service to God. And then third, heaven will be a place of health. Emotional health, spiritual health. Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 43 to 49. Verse 43, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the son of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. And then fourth, heaven will be a place of eternal life. No death, no limitations of time. 1 Corinthians 15, 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 to 41. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive until it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another kind of flesh of animals, another of fish, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. And then fifth, heaven will be a place of relationships. We'll know and love everyone perfectly. No hate or misunderstanding, only unconditional love. Luke chapter 20, verses 34 to 36. Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die anymore, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 to 9. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And then sixth, heaven will be a place of safety. It's built for safety. Nothing evil can get in. Revelation 21, verses 12 to 17. Also, she has had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, the names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who walked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured the wall, its wall, 140 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. Revelation 21, verse 27, again, but there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then seventh, heaven will be a place that is the opposite of hell. Just observe the paradise missed, the reversal of fortune. Luke 16, verse 19 to 31. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear him. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Jesus has prepared heaven for us. How can you get there? Only by placing your trust in him by faith. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You have a great day.